time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here at the piano in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here at the piano. He rewrites a familiar tune in the style of a classical composer. Could be a children's song, could be a folk song, could be something from the world of pop music, even a familiar tune from the world of classical music. He rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Stephen Hirschkorn is on the phone from Highland Park, New Jersey. Stephen, welcome.
Hi.
Great to have you, Stephen. Now, what's your musical background?
Oh, I actually have quite a bit. I studied piano when I was younger, but was never very good at it. But I sing a lot, actually. I sing in local volunteer choruses, though I was also singing in the San Francisco Symphony Chorus for quite a few years when I was out there, too.
So, oh, that's great.
Yeah. I studied viola once, just for a year, though. So I can read alto clef.
That's going to help you a lot.
Well, Stephen, I think you know what's coming next here. Bruce will play his puzzler, and then we'll see if you can guess the hidden tune and the composer he's imitating. You all set?
Yeah, I'm all set.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Stephen.
It was clearly Ravel.
Ah, yes, you're right.
Clearly, he was playing the Pavane to a Dead Princess in the style of Ravel.
Yeah. Okay, well, for people who don't know why we're laughing, I was using quite a lot of Ravel's Pavane for a Dead Princess, yes, but there's something else in there, too.
Was there? I couldn't hear it for the life of me. Can you give me a hint?
The funny thing is that the first measure, this much... Actually, that much, and the next beat is exactly Ravel, and it is the Pavane for the Dead Princess. But it then merges with another tune.
Yeah, I heard something. I just couldn't identify.
Well, I think you might get it. Let me play just a part of it again. Anything happening yet?
No. Fred, do you have any idea?
Boy, yeah, I'm still so caught up in the Ravel.
Yeah, you know, the reason this is so strange is that I happen to notice that this part of the Ravel, this is the beginning of another tune. So they're overlapping with each other.
Yeah.
Here, the tune on top is correct.
Rachmaninoff?
Oh, you're very, very close.
Ugh.
That is as close as you can get because Rachmaninoff studied with this guy.
Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, bum, 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 piano concerto.
Yes, yes, the first piano concerto.
Okay, right.
Yeah, right.
I have to play those big crashing chords.
Yes, you know. That's how Victor Borgia used to do it, you know. And he said, they'll never notice.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that's a really unusual piano puzzler. The melody is from the opening movement of the Piano Concerto No. 1 by Tchaikovsky, but redone in the style of Maurice Ravel's Provence to a Dead Princess.
Yes.
Do I have that all right?
You have it, Fred.
And my goodness.
The reason is simply that I was looking at the Ravel thinking that I would use it for something. Only because it's very pretty and very simple and people would recognize it as the Ravel probably. And then I thought, I'll just change the melody. So I was playing it and I heard da-dee-dee-dum. And I thought, okay, I said, that's it.
Yeah,
you know,
there it is.
Let me remind people, the real Ravel begins like this. And the Tchaikovsky now, if you listen carefully, it's quite funny. And then it just goes on all the way through the entire thing.
That is amazing.
It really was. You know, sometimes these things do strange things to me.
Well, Stephen, for playing our piano puzzler this week and for doing so well, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic piano puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph.
Oh, wow.
Stephen, what's your public radio station?
WNYC and WQXR.
Stephen Hirschkorn from Highland Park, New Jersey, thanks so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Okay, thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.